You got to tell him.
Tell him what?
That you drove three hours.
I'll tell him. That's not a problem. Yeah.
To see him.
I could tell him that. Absolutely.
No, and you got to tell him the other thing.
No. Dennis, yes, good morning. How are you?
Thanks, guys, for talking about me before I get there.
No, because as we were waiting for you to call in, I made mention to Jennifer and Dina what a huge fan I am. About 5-6 years ago, I drove like 3 hours to Detroit from Cleveland to see you. Got all your books.
Well, that's flattering, man. Thank you, brother.
There you go. Now, I'm also a Browns fan. I know you come from Pittsburgh, so this relationship may have to end.
By the way, I just before we get into that, I just made that drive from Detroit to Cleveland back the other way this summer. My friend Tom Hanks and I rented a tour bus and took our kids to 6 different ball games in 6 different nights. So we went from Comerica back down to Jacobs.
That sounds cool. You just made our producer, Bill Ryan, extremely happy because his goal in life is to do almost the same thing, visit every ballpark in America.
Yeah, well, we went to, we started off in Camden Yards, then went over to Cincinnati, then up to, Camden to Pittsburgh to Cincinnati to Detroit to Cleveland to Washington, D.C. And some beautiful ballparks out there. And we just had a blast. We'd watch the game, and then we'd wait around a half an hour till the crowd thinned. Then we'd jump in the tour bus. The kids would stay up all night and watch Arrested Development on DVD. And Hanks and Ronnie Howard and I would hit the mattresses.
Oh, come on. It's you, Tom Hanks, Ron Howard singing Kumbaya as you drove down the highway, or what?
Well, it didn't exactly turn into an Up With People concert. We'd sit in the back and unwind a little. Then around 4 in the morning, the kids would pull into some bad bus stop to eat gummy worms, and we'd wake up and, go from there, have a good breakfast.
How about that? Living the American dream. Yes, Bill, for Dennis.
Dennis, my next question is, have you ever been to Dolphin Stadium to see the Marlins? And two-part question, is there any way I can get on this bus next summer?
Well, we're thinking of doing it again next summer. We're thinking of doing the Milwaukee, Minneapolis, down to KC and St. Louis over to Dallas trip next summer. So we're taking a little lottery. I'll see if Tom feels we have room. But this year we had, 6 or 7 kids, Tom's brother-in-law, Ronnie Howard, a couple other comedians. We had a blast.
Oh, it sounds cool. I just have to ask, what happened to all the wives for this trip? What do they do?
Wanted no part of it. That's the beautiful thing about baseball. For the most part, all you have to do to a woman is say 6 games, 6 different nights with 4 or 5 hour drives in between. They go, check, please.
That's enough.
Yeah. Dennis Miller is going to be at the Kravis Center coming up Saturday night at 8 o'clock. Dennis, I don't know if you're aware of this, but this is also where Ann Coulter makes her home. Any chance of her being in the audience? Because we're concerned, like, every time she shows up, there's a pie being thrown.
I remember one time somebody said they're going to throw a pie at me up in Seattle, it was, and I hired this huge, like, 350-pound bodyguard and stood him right next to me. I did my whole act, and I said to the guy, if anybody, at the beginning of the act, I told the guy, if anybody comes near me, this guy is supposed to knock you down. So it kind of diffused the whole thing right on the pad. I don't know. If Ann's in the crowd, maybe they'll... Maybe she'll be the object of their ire. I think I'm there to do comedy.
Yeah, I never really got that, because it's like if you disagree with somebody's politics, I mean, it's almost kind of like a Shemp Howard mentality there, where you decide to throw a pie.
Well, listen, I've been on the left and I've been on the right. As a matter of fact, my politics are almost exclusively libertarian, but there's just one thing I guess I've pissed people off about is I think you have to be proactive and kill radical Islam terrorists over there than here. That doesn't seem like that aberrant a thought to me, but evidently there's a lot of the country that doesn't think that's the way to do it. So I don't think my politics are even conservative, but the fact is I have been construed to be on the left and the right, and I can tell you the people on the left are much pissier than the people on the right. When I used to tear apart Republicans, they took it with a grain of humor. They would kind of laugh and say, I know we're squares and all that. And when the moment I turned on that one issue, God, the people on the left get so pissed off. It's unbelievable.
Speaking of people on the left, Hillary for president, your thoughts?
Well, I read Hillary's book last year, and I guess it was a year and a half ago now, and I remember I was reading through, and I don't dislike Hillary Clinton. I mean, it's not my favorite, but I got to that point where she said she had no idea that Bill was running around on her, and the light bulb went off in my head. Really? Then you're not smart enough to be my president. That is a Macy's balloon-sized tea leaf that you feel. I mean, Jesus, that might have to lay in a little rebar to hold that chapter together. I read Bill's book, too, and asking Bill to write an honest book's like asking Ashley Simpson to sing a cappella. I love the idea of Bill sitting there at the word processor, pounding out that chapter on my wife, my soulmate. You know, right behind it on the screen, he's got seven windows of Asian porn opened up. Using that Kimmy Sue spell check. Hey, Joe, you want delete?
Dennis Miller going to be at the Kravis Center coming up Saturday night at 8 o'clock. I've been watching a lot of Larry King lately, and Sean Penn was on the other night. Your thoughts, George Clooney, of course, addressing the UN the other day. Your thoughts on actors that are taking political stances?
Well, listen, can I tell you, when Sean Penn did Saturday Night Live, he's simply one of the classiest, nicest guys I've ever met in my life. I know there's a little rancor right now. We poke fun at each other. I've heard him mention me with Trey Parker and Matt Stone once in some letter. And I poked fun at him. I don't have any gripe with Sean Penn except one. I don't think you go over to the enemy's turf before it happens. Listen, I know there are good people in Iraq. I know he wanted to show that. I get all that. But the fact is, we were after the regime over there. And for him to go over there when we have young men and women stationed outside that place about to go in and potentially fight and die for their country just seemed like bad form to me. I think that's a mistake. I think it's a mistake to leave these shores and denigrate the effort. If you want to stay in town, if you want to do it in-house and rip the country apart, I guess that's what it's built on, you know, the freedom to say that. But I don't believe that you should go overseas and do it. That's just my feeling. And, you know, but I can't tell you that he seems fervent. There are people on the left who bug me a lot more than Sean Penn because I really see a deep-felt belief. You know, I just don't agree with him. So I guess we have to agree to disagree.
Other celebrities, the Angelina Jolie, Brad Pitt situation.
Well, they seem like I've met Brad. He's a lovely man. I mean, he really is a good guy. And when I see him using his fame now, I'm touched by it. I mean, this guy does the right thing. To me, he's going to be the Paul Newman of his generation. Newman's always been the classiest, never had to do it that hard because of the way, you know, the gifts he was given, but he always busted his ass for people who had less than him, and Pitt does the same thing, so God bless him. I think he's a good man.
So there's going to be a Brad Pitt spaghetti sauce, or?
Organic cookies.
Well, believe me, that'll be picked up by every woman in America if they do come out with a Brad Pitt spaghetti.
Well, I'm sorry. I don't know what I'm saying.
Hoping the noodles are al dente. I'm here all week.
You have two boys. You made mention of that earlier, that yeah. When you're hitting the road with the guys and taking in the baseball game. 16 and 13, right, Dennis?
Yeah.
So I remember when I would come to my father as a teenager and try to reason with him and try to win an argument, and it seemed impossible, and he didn't have the wit nor the intelligence that you do. Yeah, how's that go for you? Is it a typical dad type of thing, or what?
Yeah, I'm alternatingly feel like a fawn of wisdom and completely frustrated when they ask me something I don't have the answer to. But, you know, my idea would be, in improvisational comedy, they always say you have to affirm. Like if the guy in front of you says, I'm making a cake, you never say, oh, no, I don't like cake. I like pie. You always say, hey, I love cake. What kind of, you know, that's the rule in improv, and I think that's the rule in parenting, too. I just try to keep the conversation going, see what they're really getting at, you know? I never shut it down with, I don't want to talk about that, or no. I just try to keep the ball up in the air, and eventually you'll find out what they're thinking.
You ever been asked something that you can't answer? He said, go talk to your mother?
Yeah, why'd you get fired from Monday Night Football?
Ouch.
Yeah. Well, we look forward to this, Dennis. I know. I've had it circled since the Kravis Center announced it a couple of months ago.
Well, that's nice of you guys. Come on over and say, hey, if you're there, stop backstage, and I appreciate your time today.
Absolutely. Saturday, October the 7th, 8 o'clock, Dennis Miller at the Kravis Center.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.